Now we'll move on to our second feature. When the Norwich Castle reopens, it will feature a new tapestry of Norfolk history, very similar to the famous Bayeux tapestry. This time the embroideries are Norfolk volunteers. An edited version of the article by Rowan Mantell of the Evening News is read by Jane Pratt.
The main difference between the embroiderers of the Bayeux tapestry almost 1,000 years ago and its Norfolk sequel today is that the needlewomen of the Norwich Castle tapestry don't get paid. Across the county, an astonishing piece of needlework is taking shape, telling the story of Norman Norfolk in wool and linen. In homes around the county, 21st century women have spent hundreds of hours, each bringing the knights in armour, feasts, battles, war horses, wildlife, peace treaties, savagery, and ceremonies of the 11th century East Anglia back to life, in the manner of the Bayeux tapestry. When it is finished, the 18-metre-long tapestry will hang in the King's bedchamber of the restored castle keep. Norwich artist Fiona Gowan was commissioned to design it in the style and colour palette of the Bayeux tapestry. She takes up the story of William the Conqueror's 1066 victory over slaughtered, arrow-in-the-eye King Harold, as the new king discusses plans for a new castle in Norwich. The story continues with East Anglian hero Hereward the Wake, rebelling against the Norman invaders, and ends with the final serious resistance to the Norman conquerors as Emma, Countess of Norfolk and East Anglia, defends Norwich Castle against the besieging king's army. The vibrant figures and colours embroidered through thousands of hours in homes across Norfolk have all been stitched in the past couple of years. Jean Fraser of Burgh Apton spent 2.5 years with her section of the tapestry, showing Hereward resisting the Norman conquerors in Ely, and said she particularly enjoyed embroidering the horses. And she let her grandchildren, aged 8, 13 and 15, add some hidden stitches so that they could be part of the historic project. 9 of the 14 panels are now complete, with one of the remaining sections set aside for members of the public to stitch their own contribution to the remarkable project. It's incredible. It's absolutely mind-blowing. The time, the talent and effort that's gone into it, said Fiona, on seeing the finished panels laid out alongside each other for the first time. Just like the original tapestry, this is actually an embroidery, and the volunteers had to learn the Bayeux stitch, practicing on small pieces of material until they were ready to tackle the actual work. They are also creating wall hangings, banners, cushions and decorations for the restored royal bedroom, and visitors will be able to handle some of the practice pieces to get an idea of how they were created. Jackie Pestel of Hempstead spent more than 500 hours stitching up to 5 hours a day on her section of the tapestry, which shows William the Conqueror pardoning Hereward and includes a wonderfully colourful and stylized Bayeux-style twisted tree. I couldn't wait until I got to the tree. It was just the movement in it, she said. The new tapestry will be called the Norwich Friends Tapestry, in honour of the Friends of Norwich Museums, the oldest such organisation in the country, which celebrates its centenary this year and funded the project.
Thank you very much, Jane.